We're with Shaft of Steel at Hard Rock Hell, AOR and Hammerfest and all things wonderful. So you guys get the pleasure of being first up.
We do, yes.
And nervous? Ready for it? What can we expect?
We're fairly confident. I think it's going to be a very good set. We're hoping for a good crowd. You never can tell if you're first on, but there seems to be a lot of people turning up in camper vans and what have you. So, it should be good.
Have you been to a Hard Rock Hell event before?
This is the first
one. Okay. Even as punters?
Yeah, even as punters.
So, tell us the Shaft of Steel story. Where are you from? Where do you come from? How are you here?
It's, okay, oh, sure.
Well, about 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay, squeeze it.
We will. It's a funny one. So, we're now primarily based in London.
Right.
You can probably tell from our accents that we're not from London originally. So, myself, Adam and Chris here all went to the same secondary school up in Kendal in Cumbria. I met the other guys in Scarborough where we went to uni.
Right.
So the band Shaft of Steel technically formed in 2004 when we all first met at Scarborough Uni. And then obviously after we finished our degrees, we split up. And then I restarted my old band with Adam here, Acrimonious Anguish, up in Cumbria. We did a little tour around the northwest, you know, plugged away at that for a few years, and then I left. Left to go to Leeds. Did a bit of stuff over there. Moved down to London. Thought I'm going to look up my old mates and try and, you know, get the band back together. And me and Rob were doing a lot of recording with Andy as well over the internet prior to that. Rob was living now in Germany.
Right.
So, it's amazing what you can do with Dropbox on the internet.
Absolutely.
Or having Cubase on your computers and sending ideas over. It worked really well. We thought, okay, we've got really strong material here. We need to actually be gigging again. So, found out that I was actually living in London. So, that worked out handily. Rob was still in Germany at the time. So, Rob very kindly kept flying back over to practice. And the other guys, like Andy lives up in Sheffield, and Adam's in Kendal in our hometown, and Chris is in Birmingham, so we managed to get it so that we could practice roughly every month and book a practice room that was convenient for everyone to get to by train, by car, whatever. And we're plugging away with that, and then we worked on the EP for quite a while. We got Philippe Ricardo Franco, who's Blind Guardian's artist, to do the artwork. Really, really happy with that. The guy's amazing. We felt, okay, there was one part that we still needed. We needed a name on there. So I got in touch with Dennis Ward from Big Cream 69, amazing producer as well. Also, a sensational vocalist. And I asked him if he would sing backing vocals and master the record, and he very kindly offered us his time. He's a busy man as well, so he's quite... I was quite shocked he actually agreed to do it, so he gave us a good deal as well. I've got Dennis Ward on the record there. He sent us back his backing vocals, like that's amazing, brilliant. So I finished off mixing it, sent it back to him to master it, and then it all really kind of took off from there. So Rob Evans from AOR Underground, Power Play Magazine, picked up on the song we put up on YouTube Drive, and got in touch with me, asked us to send the EP over. He really liked it, kept writing about us in Power Play, and we were like, okay, we need to actually try and get this thing out there now that someone's really interested in it. So we got the EP up on iTunes, you know, got a lot of CDs made, getting orders coming in from Japan, from all over
Fantastic.
The place. It's amazing. Like, going from, we spent like 3 years putting this thing together, trying to get it perfect, and then to finally pay off, people to actually be contacting us saying, I'd love you to sign a CD, can you send me 25 CDs to sell in my shop in Tokyo?
Wow.
Oh my God, like, that's amazing. And then Vega asked us to support them in London when they were playing with Newman.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I've been a big fan of Vega for years, and Newman, like reading about those guys in Power Play and Fireworks for years. I was like, oh, amazing, like, they want us to play with them, that's great. So, we did that, played that back in November.
Mm-hmm.
Like, brilliant, best gig we've ever played. It's been a long time since the last time we gigged at Shaft of Steel. It would have been roughly 7 years. The last time I personally gigged in about 5 years.
Same
for Adam, when we were in Acrimonious Anguish. So we had a few nerves then, but like, we shouldn't have been nerves at all because the crowd were absolutely amazing, and like, the response just kept getting better and better and better. And by, it's like every song, like, tune was getting louder. Oh my God, like, this is was fantastic. So, yeah, we came off the back of that on quite a high, and then we knew we were playing here in March, so I've got this to look forward to. So, yeah, we're going to go out all guns blazing.
Absolutely.
I think.
Yeah. Great. So, if you were writing your own review, how would you describe your sound?
Okay. So, do you want to elaborate more about the sound?
Well, there's a lot of different influences going on, but yeah, I'd go for kind of melodic AOR rock.
Yeah, we have a
progressive side.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, you mean you've got an 8-minute track?
Yeah, we've
got 7 and a bit.
Seven. We're working towards 8.
Yeah, yeah. 7:45 precisely. we come from a metal and prog background.
Right.
I mean, I've loved Iron Maiden since I was like 11, 12.
Yeah.
We all, you know, our band in Kent used to be a metal band, and then me and Chris were really into Dream Theatre, like when we were in college, and Adam was into them as well. We would sing Dream Theatre like 5 times, we absolutely love them. Like that John Rudess lead keyboard sound is amazing. We tried to replicate that as closely as possible, the EP. But also, like, you know, big into stuff like Peter Gabriel, Genesis, Rush, so there is the prog side, maybe here on tracks like Spinning Vortex of Love and Release the Line within their songs that more demonstrate on the prog side. Steel Avenger is more of a metal song, like we used to be more of a power metal band when we started out, so you can probably hear like Manowar influences on there as well. The riffs are quite chuggy, quite heavy and aggressive. The name as well kind of gives it away. We do have a metal past, but everyone who reviewed it picked up on the AOR side, the melodic rock side, the melodic hard rock, far more than the metal side. So we used to call ourselves like melodic AOR metal. Before that, it was progressive power metal, and we've kind of moved away from that now.
Really, it's tick every box on the pigeonhole list.
We're basically, spreading ourselves very, very, very thinly.
Yeah. With a hint of Kanye West, for good measure.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
No hint of chance.
No. We're moving more in the, basically, as melodic as we can get.
Yeah.
You know, we're still retaining the heavy riffs, but we're definitely more AOR.
And we're listening to a lot of AOR now.
Right.
Yeah.
Really getting our heads around.
So who's the current thing you're listening to? Most recent thing?
Well, I'm listening to a hell of a lot of Work of Art, to a lot of Wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm listening to a lot of FM, a lot of Strange Ways, a lot of Shy.
Oh.
But, you know, we're
current stuff, yeah.
Oh, nice. yeah, definitely. But, yeah, it's good, actually, to, like say, we had mostly metal influences growing up, and then we've ended up kind of naturally going more AOR, melodic rock, and we've always listened to stuff like Journey, and Rob was a big, like, early Michael Bolton fan as well.
He was good.
Yeah, and Andy's from Sheffield, so, you know, Def Leppard in his blood, basically. So we've always had those influences there, but now the fact that we're moving in the AOR circles, I've made a point of really checking out some of the key acts from the past.
That's a good way of doing it.
So much fantastic stuff that we've discovered over the past few years, and it's really funny as well, because we got compared a lot to Serpentine, who we're headlining tonight, in the reviews, and we hadn't heard them like before we wrote the EP, but then we listened to it like, actually we are quite like Serpentine. I'm massively more into them. I think they're brilliant.
They're great.
I can't wait for it.
You know? I'm looking forward to hearing them tonight.
The second album especially, I mean, you know, and then they were a good link for me to get into Shy, because of Tony Mills, and it's Rob's got compared to Tony Mills quite a lot as well, with his voice having the kind of higher register. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're now
looking forward to hearing them.
We're really looking forward to that. But yeah, we're going more that way now. British AOR with a bit of Scandinavian thrown in there as well for good measure. Still with the kind of metal riffs.
I grew up in the 80s and I grew up on the AOR stuff, and as I've got older I've seemed to be getting more metal, whereas people, you know, like, when metal has gone the other way, but I always come back to it. If it's got melody, I don't care whether it's prog or whatever,
but melody's key.
It's the melody that matters, and good voices and a good song's a good song, and that's really where it starts and finishes. So I'm looking forward to hearing you tonight. How long are you here for? Just today and then back, or are you here for the weekend?
All 6 of us are only here for today. Myself, Rob and Garth are sticking around for tomorrow night. Yeah. We only get the accommodation for one night.
Aww.
So we've got a bed and breakfast down the road, £40 for the night. Friday, that'll do.
Impress a few people. You might be able to blag a bed or something. There will be some knocking around. I've known it before. Not for me, but
you're not offering us a bed, are you?
No, I think my wife and daughter would probably be not happy.
Shouldn't have said that.
thank you very much, fellas.
Cheers.
Look forward to seeing you up first at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Not to worry you at all, but you know, you're on in an hour and a quarter.